Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. The third hour on Monday is a scary hour, the scary hour of StopTheCrime.net, which is based on facts and documents. And one of the things is, in a court of law, if you walk in with tons of documents, the other side kind of collapses. They really don't know what to do. Now, you've gone through kind of a hell of a week, Deborah. You mentioned to me on off air without all the details. But basically, you've had some attacks against the fact you're releasing information just as the superstorm Florence struck the Carolinas. And you want to give a just to have a brief idea of the kinds of attacks that you're having, because people don't want the truth out or these issues. What's happening?
Well, yes. Actually, thank you for bringing that up. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it other than to get people to take a look at the information that was on StopTheCrime.net but was taken down. It still exists on some other websites. My bottom line emphasis is that people get to the information. And the YouTube that was attacked was entitled Coastlines Under Attack, Storm Surge Artificially Created. Again, Coastlines Under Attack, Storm Surges Artificially Created. Just type that in your search engine. Hopefully later today we may have that back up on StopTheCrime.net. But that is our research team's information backed with documents, and it outlines the enormity of what we face as global populations, because all coastlines throughout the entire world are under direct assault by all levels of the military, by all levels of governments, in the sense that they have all adopted climate action plans and resilient plans. And also by the U.S. Bar Association is behind it, too. We name and we show the documents and we show the technologies that have been used in the past and now are being massively used now. We talk about the Blast Wave Accelerator, which is Project SEAL, S-E-A-L, which was going to be used to flood out the coastline along the low-lying areas of Japan had the two atomic bombs not detonated in World War II. Again, that's Project SEAL, S-E-A-L. And that was a secret tsunami bomb back in those days.
Right.
But now we've advanced further, Dr. Bill, as we've talked previously about the Russia tsunami bomb that can create 300-foot waves. So what we now know is that they're increasing the coastal surge and dumping tremendous amounts of water and flooding out the areas, because essentially the rivers, streams, and creeks can't exit out into the oceans. They're literally backed up.
Right.
And that's all intentional.
But by the way, those things are there, but they have a big menu of all kinds of things they can do to us climatically. The
Absolutely.
Most serious is an advance on HAARP, which sets what's called scalar torsion fields to actually pull storm cells together like they did Katrina. Those storm cells are brought together to actually destroy America, because we have technology that could have stopped those storms. And there's three different possibilities. Number one, Trump doesn't know about it, or his staff. Number two, Trump knows about it but can't do anything about it because he's not in control. Or number three, they do it despite Trump. But the fact is, these kind of superstorms, since Trump's been elected, have increased dramatically. And they want to, if you actually look at the DECL documents, Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, all the documents you have on blast wave accelerators and much more, well, people have to understand resilient cities and, say, the DEAGLE, DEAGEL.com site, they want to depopulate the world. They actually said by 2025, which is only 6 years from now, roughly, they want to have the population in America reduced to 65 million in 12 resilient cities in the central United States with no rural population and absolutely no coastal population at all. That's what they want.
That's exactly what those plans are now certainly working towards. We can see that happening along all the coastlines.
Right.
And in the United States, the plan is to reduce the population by 83% by 2025.
That's not very far away. I mean, that's hard to believe, but this is how crazy. These guys have these satanic wet dreams, don't they?
Well, you know, it's hard to literally swallow the enormity of the evil that we all face. And I'm reminded that the technology is evil. It could have sadly been used for good, but it is evil. It's weaponized. And I want to point out something because this is enormous, and I need to get this out. And Dr. Bill, I know that you will, of course, see this as well because we talked about it previously. But we're being told we have to recycle our sewage water to drink it because we're running out of water, and we know we're not running out of water. The recycled sewage water is very poisonous. It has SSRIs in it, which are depressants and fluorides and other ways in which they're depressing all of us and holding us down.
Right.
And they're having us drink sewer water, sewer to tap, or...
they call it toilet to tap is what they call it, toilet to tap.
Toilet to tap.
That's up in Orange County, right up north of me here on the other side of Pendleton. These crazies actually just put it through RO, and then they put it upstream about 8 miles to bubble down over the rocks and think that somehow it's clean enough. Because it may not have taste, usually laced with doping agents or microchips, birth control, chemotherapy, cardiac drugs, birth, you wouldn't believe all the crap in there. And people say, oh, well, it's fine to drink. No, it's not. It's unbelievably dangerous.
Well, it most definitely is. In fact, when you look up what the SSRIs do, I mean, that's in and of itself terrible. It causes drowsiness, birth defects, inability for people to have sexual functionality properly.
Suicide.
Dry mouth, in diarrhea, nervousness, agitation, restlessness, dizziness. Again,
yeah.
Sexual problems such as reduced sexual desires, the need to have erectile dysfunction medications, headaches, blurred vision, and much more. This is being added to the water supply in the toxic waters of the sewage treatment plants.
And also for treatment of food, too. They're putting it in. They're using it to water our organic foods. They call it organic because they're being fed with toilet tap water, which means the biotoxins are being bioconcentrated in your food now.
Yes, and when the cattle and dairy cattle are grazing on it, which I see here in Northern California, they proudly have signs where it says recycled water since 1975. Well, all the dairy cows, all the beef, nothing's organic if they're, and they grow hay on these fields as well. So you need to know where the feed for your cattle is coming from, or you're not getting any kind of organic whatsoever. But
right.
One of the worst things I've discovered is the intentionality of using these well-positioned sewer treatment plants literally as land mines around the country and in other countries, because they're intentionally literally swamping them with increased weather events to increase natural localized disasters and hazards. When you see cities such as we're seeing right now in the Carolinas and more flooded out, you have to realize when the water subsides, these homes have been sitting in many, many kinds of toxins. And sadly, many of these homes will be very difficult to restore and move back into. That's the plan. That is the plan. So I and my research team looked at the enormity of the water treatment plants and how they're positioned near waterways. These are intentionally located to cause environmental hazards, because the rationale over needing to create drinking water from our poop is because we're running out of water, which that in and of itself is a lie. We have primary water. We can certainly get to pure, fresh, unadulterated water.
Right.
And instead, we're being told, because we're running out of water, they have to expand water usage through redefining where water comes from, and that's from desalinization and from sewer treatment plants. I sent you a document, a report, Dr. Bill. It is entitled Managing an Uncertain Future, and it's Climate Change Adaptation Strategies for California.
I see that, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Go ahead.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is when I talk about California or you hear me talk about plans that have California in it, realize that these water plans are global, worldwide. So don't just think, oh, poor California, or we're progressive because we just had this horrific climate conference last week, and our governor adopted policies to go completely renewable by 2045, which
right.
is killing off the industry. But when we return from this break, I want to go over a couple of points in this report that I just referred to.
Absolutely. Back in a moment with Deborah. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. You showed me to scroll down on the topic list here, and you showed me a map where it talks about where Department of DOI Water 2025 report shows Western cities that are at risk of water crises and conflicts. People need to understand that they're actually anticipating the kind of conflicts of people that won't give up their water and how violent this is going to get. I mean, and then they want to even have SWAT teams. Let me tell you, SWAT teams. And most of them, like in New York State, about 5-6 years ago, they were actually, the governor wanted them, SWAT teams, to go start seizing guns of former veterans. And the SWAT team said, we're not going to do that. The first home we'll get, the second home, they're going to kill us because they're going to have armor-piercing weapons. Let me tell you out there, SWAT teams and government and dark side, if I get to the point where I have to release technology that's a lot more dangerous than guns, you won't but imagine what I'll do to you. You will not imagine. It will be a lot more dangerous than guns.
Well,
I can
Bill,
tell you, they need to know this, that but we're not going to put up with it on a spiritual level or physical level, the kind of tyranny that they're planning, because this is all published. They, one of the things that's most amazing about you, Deborah, is everything you say is backed up by a document. Like if you walked into a court of law or a Supreme Court or a major group of judges sitting around, they couldn't dispute what you say because it's in published documents that the New World Order, by their spiritual rules, has to tell you. And if you don't understand it, you're considered profane and fit for destruction. So people that want to ignore you and don't want to hear these facts, they have to understand it literally by not accepting the truth shoved right in their face. They're actually making themselves a victim, aren't they?
Well, that's absolutely true. And that doesn't excuse them for creating the chaos we're in, because when people have willful ignorance, they're participating in these crimes, and
right.
I can only say that the documents speak for themselves, and it is difficult to hold all this information and to want to assist people in seeing reality, because there are things we can do to survive while they're absolutely destroying humanity in large swaths. But when we look at that water conflict map on that maybe you can put in this as you make this show today, a YouTube.
Yeah.
It's from the U.S. Department of Interior. And the key of this map, it shows literally, I would say, Would you say that was like from the Mississippi River going all the way west? Is that what you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So from about So from about the Mississippi River all the way west of the United States, it's a color-coded map, and it shows Indian lands and native entities, and it shows water supply issue areas, unmet rural water needs, conflict potential, and they have the conflict potentials rated by color, showing moderate, substantial, and highly likely. Now, the map, they say, shows regions in the West where water supply conflicts are likely to occur by 2025 based on a combination of factors. So what is happening here is the illusion that we're running out of water. When I jump over to that report, Managing an Uncertain Future, Climate Change Adaptation Strategies for California, I read in all of these documents time and time again, and I'm looking at page 6 of that document, and it says, challenges in the timing of river flows and warming atmospheric temperatures will affect water quality and water uses in many different ways. Now, what I'm going to be reading next pertains to what is happening right now in Hurricane Florence, or with Hurricane Florence, and how it is decimating the areas of this weaponized weather event. Because it says in this report that flood peaks may cause more erosion, resulting in turbidity and concentrated pulses of pollutions in the water supply, and that this will be a this will challenge water treatment plant operations to produce safe drinking water. Flooding can also threaten the integrity of waterworks infrastructure. Lower summer and fall flows may result in greater concentration of contaminants. Well, there's no maze about this. They know that it will, and this is the goal of the weather weapons, and they know that they're causing massive destruction here in the United States. They go on to, of course, tell us that higher water temperatures will also accelerate some biological and chemical processes, increasing growth of algae and microorganisms.
Yeah, like the cyanobacteria in southern Florida in Lake Okeechobee.
That's exactly right. And they go on to say on page 7 of that document, and that document again is called Managing an Uncertain Future, Climate Change Adaptation Strategies for California's Water. This is put out by the State of California, the Resources Agency, Department of Water Resources. This is back in October of 2008. And they go on to tell us on page 7 that there will be an increased risk of storm surge and flooding for California's coastal residents and infrastructure. That's exactly what the information I have up on YouTube video right now, with coastlines under attack, where storm surges are artificially created. Please share this information far and wide. But it goes on to say that many infrastructures will be affected by storm surge and flooding, and many of the state's wastewater treatment plants will be compromised. They go on to include in here that sea level rise will contribute to catastrophic levee failures in the Delta of California, which have great potential to inundate communities, damage infrastructure, and interrupt water supplies throughout the state. So, of course, we're looking closely at the Oroville Dam. Many of us look at the kinds of weapons that have been used to literally cause mass destruction.
Yeah, now, I want to throw something in here that's important. They're piggybacking this on natural disasters that are about to happen.
Yes.
What's happening right now, and people don't pay attention, I'm going to put up a video on it, is a magnetic reversal that's about to happen to the planet. Now, these don't happen in tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of years. They happen in literally hundreds of years. They hauled magnetometers across the ocean floor looking for U-boats in World War II, and they discovered zebra stripes in the interoceanic cleft where when the rock comes up in kind of semi-solid and crystallizes, it actually fuses the direction of the magnetite in the rock itself. They discovered that the magnetic reversal happens relatively frequently, literally over 100 years. When it happens sometimes, though, it's also linked to a release of methane and methane hydrates from the planet itself, which is causing the temperature surge in the planet. It's not caused by global warming, caused by humans or anthropogenic warming. It's caused by the planet about to do a major what's called lithospheric disjunction. And the pole shift is about to happen. The south pole, there's two south poles now. The north pole is moving so fast, it's crazy. The fact is, the movement of the off the island of Hawaii with a giant building of a new island is an example that the crust is extremely thin there. And the hot spot feeding it is moving. So the crust is already starting to move. And when this happens, you're going to see an event where maybe over several months, the crust of the Earth will slide as much as maybe 1,200 miles. Now, it's very likely that the crust, because of the previous issues, will move North America south by 1,200 miles. When that happens, and I can't say when it will be, but they're piggybacking this because they know natural coastal areas will be completely devastated with tsunamis, superstorms, and everything. And that's what they want to do, depop. So they're piggybacking it, in other words, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're exacerbating existing circumstances, and that's why they're telling us that they have to relocate all military installations, all military forces, every branch, to higher ground.
Away from the coast. Exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
One of the pictures in this document you sent me has a Landsat 7 thermal imaging looking at the amount of humidity and moisture in the land so they can determine how much watering or irrigation of crops can be done. This is pretty mind-controlling that they want to control even how farmers and so on even irrigate their land. It allows space-based satellite imaging to look at thermal imaging to actually determine whether they should be allowed to irrigate or not their crops at specific days or times, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and this is, of course, all promoted by the World Bank. And it's a NASA, it's entitled NASA Landsat Science, and that's L-A-N-D-S-A-T, Science. And they talk about precious resources, water and Landsat thermal band. So anytime you read anything about scarce resources, it starts out by saying, chronic water supply problems in many areas of the West are among the greatest challenges we face in the coming decades, says the U.S. Department of Interior's Assistant Secretary for Water and Science. And this is what was told to the U.S. Senators in 2006. So they have been working behind the scenes in conjunction with the World Bank and the other perpetrators to control the water resources throughout the entire world. In fact, we learned recently that another PSYOPS is occurring in Ireland. And actually what is being told to us is in Dublin, the capital, that they have less than 70 days of water supply left. And they're going to run out of water.
Right.
So therefore, they've implemented these water pipe bans, meaning implemented bans against using a hose. That's what water pipe means in their definition.
Right.
And in talking to friends in Ireland, the restrictions have really come down hard, where they can use watering cans to water their backyard gardens, but many front lawns and so forth are being let to go dry. Now, we have to look at the larger picture, and I know that we've talked about this, Dr. Bill, literally reducing the water that's necessary for plants to grow. And when they're suggesting that we replace our lawns with plastic, fake lawns, reduce the amount of plants that we have, what is happening is they're reducing the oxygen, and they're causing global suffocation. That's what's behind all of this.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the oxygen at sea level has dropped from 21 to 19% in the last 20 years? So you're right. They're damaging the carbon oxygen cycle. When you don't feed water, the plants don't convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, so a solution is, everybody that's listening, plant a lot of them, because they're destroying everything that's green with the illusion that we can't use water to water our plants. So I would suggest that people create lots of indoor opportunities for plants, beef up your oxygen, plant the plants. In Ireland, they were attempting to roll out the advanced metering infrastructure for water meters. And Ireland never had to pay for water use before because they had always enough water. But now they've been in put in place.
That's why Ireland's green. It's so wet, right?
Yeah. Well, what they have is they have resistance there, and they call them the water fairies. And what the water fairies did was they disabled the meters, the water meters, as they were being deployed upon the Irish people.
Oh,
and
really?
That prevented the rollout from continuing. Now, the rollout for water meter infrastructure is occurring now throughout the United States and other parts of the world. This is like the smart meter. And it's interesting to note that there are many people against the 5G, the smart meters, but they're not aware necessarily that they're rolling out now water smart meters, too, to literally control the tap and to reduce your access to water. So it's going to take a variety of different kinds of people to express themselves in a variety of ways against this slow kill and certain kill of this Luciferian maniac control grid that's occurring. And, you know, all the way to drinking our sewer water and strategically locating those sewer treatment plants where they will do the most damage for the flooded-related events. But I want to go over some other information also, Dr. Bill, that's very troubling. I've found a number of locations in the United States where they're literally planning for, they have vaults, underground vaults, they're sealing up. They literally bus their employees into these locations, and they're literally arming up against what they know to be weather events. And they talk about that they won't have their employees on the road because of increased dust storms. And I was reading about increased dust storms and the fact that they're going to create the illusion of overpumped groundwater basins as being dry and empty, and then they're going to create massive dust storms. They're going to say, see, you ran out of water in this groundwater basin. And I think the best way for me to explain what a groundwater basin is think of a bathtub, and it's void of getting down deeper into structures where there would be primary water accessed that would then be able to literally surface in the groundwater basin. And that's what's happening. We've got these groundwater basins that literally do not access the primary water opportunity. The entire infrastructure of the delivery system in Central California with the aqueduct system was never, ever necessary. All that California had to do, had they not been intent on controlling the water and charging all of us to access it and reducing our supply of water, was to do what Muammar Gaddafi did with the Great Man-Made River Project, which was, at the time, the eighth wonder of the world, where he literally pumped the water through a number of wells and a very interesting labyrinth of plumbing under the desert sands, which supplied his people, 75% of his people, that were in the vicinity of accessing the intricate plumbing system with primary water. And
right.
Go to primarywater.org and understand how we are being deceived about water. It is a renewable. I would say that's first and foremost, so that when you start reading all these plans about reduction of water and drinking sewer water, you've got to realize these are toxins. They want to kill us. This is the plan.
Oh, yeah. And, in fact, the reason Roswell wasn't just a matter of trying to get a gold standard. It's because he discovered primary water. In fact, the British Air Force bombed his drill rigs from Britain. There were 10 of them. There were tall drill rigs drilling down, 1,200 feet, 1,400 feet for primary water, oasis water, which anybody in North Africa or in the Middle East knows without oasis, you couldn't have a trade route to China. Like my great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan from Syria, from Damascus, Syria to China. My great-great-grandmother walked all the way to China twice a year beside the camels. People need to understand, without primary water, there would be no Middle East or North Africa at all, would there?
Well, that's absolutely right. And so I think it's about time that everybody start to learn the facts and stop living in denial and being absorbed in things that are not of significance, because we are literally being exploited and used and abused and eliminated. But when I'm talking about these different locations throughout the country, and I'm certain they're worldwide as well, when you talk about vaults and people already hardening up against projected consequences of climate change, when they're talking about massively increased risk of fire, and they're telling their employees when you have these windstorms, snowstorms, oh, there's a new terminology too now for snow. It's now going to be called snow drought, because they're not going to let it lay in the areas of snow very long. They're going to pelt it with rain events and make it turn into water faster. But when you've got these locations all around hardening up for these types of events and protecting themselves with HEPA filters and all kinds of things, this is where they are. This is what they are building a defense for. Why aren't we?
Right. In other words, they're getting ready for disasters they're going to cause on us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And so, Deborah, we have a situation here that's going to get very ugly very fast. I have a feeling that my colleague, Jeff Bernstein, is correct that maybe the Democrats will take over the House. If it does, and of course I mentioned also that even while Trump is doing some good things for the economy, he's actually, during his watch, a lot of really bad things are happening, like these superstorms, and he's not using technology. I know that the government does have control to stop these superstorms. He's putting in 5G network, which he authorized the 8th of January, 2017. He's reauthorized twice since his election the state of martial law that was instituted in 1933. So he's fully aware now that he's part of the scamtastic scheme to fool the American public to think they have a constitutional republic. And you have to understand, although Trump is doing some good things, and I support him to be reelected because I think it would be even faster destruction, not that it will be stopped. I think Trump is a distraction and going to delay it, at least a matter of months, but I don't think it's stopping it at all. In fact, what I see... Oh, it's all part of the game, isn't it? You have to balkanize and divide people into different camps, And then, of course, even the right has gone to sleep thinking, well, Trump's going to take care of everything. That's why they may not even show up for the 2018 election. But what people have to understand is you're not really a... We don't want to, but my point is it's all a distraction. What's going on here is the New World Order is moving forward at a lightning speed, and people need to understand this is happening even under Trump's watch. It doesn't really matter if Trump's in there, does it?
On a few other things. For all of us here in California, all of our electricity bills are going to increase dramatically on January 1st.
Right.
And that would be of 2019. And I know many people are putting in solar, and that's going to be one of the reasons why the forced build now, all new construction by 2020 must have solar. And certainly with the increasing cost of electricity with Pacific Gas and Electric, people are going to deploy more solar. But we need to understand renewables are not reliable because the weather is completely controlled and manipulated. So you have to think about that. And when we saw the solar array just south of Las Vegas a few years ago after we were covering the Bundy Ranch debacle, it was recently announced after Lou and I, my husband and I, did a roadside discussion about the ineffectiveness of that massive, massive solar array because we were seeing all the chemtrailing overhead. We were filming that. It's up on YouTube.
Right.
And then just a few weeks after that, there was this study that came out on from the engineers that designed that solar array that they did not factor in the cloud cover. Of course, that was all the chemtrailing. And so the solar array was operating at a tremendous percentage less than what it was engineered to. But we have to see, understand that here in California with the climate summit that was held here in San Francisco just a few days back, the headlines on the paper today says California states seeks all clean power by 2045. We're talking 100% clean power. That means all renewables. All renewables. In fact, it's rather scary to hear some of their terminology. They say no more diesel by 33. And so they're saying that we're supposed to have a 60% reduction before 2025. I mean 2045, 60% reduction. And they say we must reduce our use of fossil fuels. So fuel, petroleum, never came from fossils or dead dinosaurs, just like we are not running out of water. But I want to read something because here I am in the fire zone where 60% of the people who were burned out of their homes in a variety of ways certainly created winds and the storms that occurred that night, the smart meters certainly being pulsed by Pacific Gas and Electric, which is Rothschild, but also the aluminum that has been flown overhead and dumped on us for many, many years and years, and the aluminum oxide, again, in those dumpings are highly combustible, and so many other factors, directed energy weapons, arsonist, mind-controlled ground operatives that start the fires, because we're a tinderbox. We've been created to be a tinderbox. And in the plan to burn up Northern California, I really recommend that everybody look at that email exchange. In fact, we have it under Hot Radio Show or Radio Show Topics on StopTheCrime.net. If you scroll down under Hot Topics on StopTheCrime.net, you'll see a large, well, not large, it's a two-paragraph email exchange between Pacific Gas and Electric and the California Public Utility Commission's admitting that they were using weather weapons. This was dated in 2011. In fact, what I'll do is I'll send that over to you, Dr. Bill, so you can use that as a visual when you convert what we're discussing right now to a video. But what
I have rotating video pictures of all the stuff. Please continue.
So what I wanted to say was the insurance problems that everyone's going to have as a result of the weaponized storm events that we all face. We know here that 60% of the burned out home victims do not have enough coverage to rebuild. We're seeing a massive exodus. It's just an emptiness where people are just kind of gone, except for we're having massive increase homeless encampments. And we just recently interviewed a number of people in an encampment here in Santa Rosa, and we're going to be posting that on stopthecrime.net.
So a lot of these people basically are now homeless because they don't even have the money from their insurance to rebuild their homes. And if they do rebuild, the home is in an area where the ground and so on is very toxic, and the water supply to their home will also be toxic.
Well, that's right. And a lot of these people that are homeless were tenants, and their rental housing was burned down. And they were on the edge of just being able to pay what was, at the time, a reasonable enough and a low enough rent for them to work as a server at a restaurant and so forth. Now, rents have gone up, in many instances, 40%. They can't afford to even rent, not with the jobs that are available here. In fact, I'm going to throw this in because this is extremely important. I get builder trade magazines, and I was just reading in a number of different major cities throughout the United States, they've got these paid tenant groups now that are going in and demanding rent control against all of the smaller property owners that are, you know, have, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 unit apartment complexes. Many of these owners that buy these apartments at current market rates and put in a little bit of fix-up cost have to increase the rent. And so tenants are being affected by increased rents because everyone is affected by this economy, and this is intended. But they've got these paid groups, Dr. Bill, that are coming in, intimidating the property owners now that own these buildings. They're literally finding where the owners live, camping on their lawns, using their bushes to go to the bathroom, going into these small rental companies, small, you know, 1,000-square-foot rental companies that help owners rent their properties out, and going in by numbers and scaring these people to death. They're bullying and frightening landowners and small rental companies now. And this is going to lead into rent control and a further divide of the haves and have-nots. When you look at the document Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and, of course, the NASA war document, on StopTheCrime.net, you find that these are all strategies to create more chaos on the streets. The culprits of the lack of housing are all the policies that your cities have adopted. When we were building, we at one time could process plans in a couple of months. Well, as time went on, it took, you know, a year, year and a half, 2 years to process plans and to be able to start construction. And now with all of the green energy requirements, they require now in new construction in here in Northern California that we put in sewer sumps in the front yards of condominium projects where there's a very small postage stamp of grass. We're going to pick this up next week because this is so utterly important, how they're shifting all the groundwater supplies into the runoff into the storm system and out to the ocean so that they can again create the illusion of limited water resources. Thank you so much, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, that's my massive water control, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I use a fancy term, omni-hydrocide, but if you break it down, omni mean all water mass suicide of the ecosystem and the planet and the population. And the coastal areas.
And strangling us without enough oxygen.
Right.
That's
basically hypoxic hydrocide. How's that?
Yes. Go to StopTheCrime.net, everyone. Be safe and learn. Learn your reality.
And then pray and then take action. Don't just sit there and wait for it to somehow fix itself. It's not going to without your action and prayer.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.